Spokane County is one of 20 locales selected to receive a $150,000 grant from the MacArthur Foundation to reduce jail overcrowding. Four federal criminal justice reform agencies will send experts to Spokane to come up with ideas on how to reduce the use of the jail without compromising public safety. The Spokane County Jail was built for 462 inmates, but regularly houses as many as 675 people every day, with the overflow of about 200 more being held at the Geiger Correction Center. Jackie Van Wormer is a WSU professor and the acting criminal justice administrator for Spokane County, who says efforts already underway in the county, including what is known as the Blueprint for Reform, have given them a head start.
Because the Spokane Regional Law and Justice Council just launched last August, we'll have been in operation for almost a year now, we were sort of under development of further plans as well in addition to the blueprints. So I think what this will do for us is sort of catapult this process, and to have this sort of team of national experts on jail and jail overcrowding and jail reform will really help to move our initiative forward.
Some of the recent reforms of the justice system include a drug court as well as special courts for veterans and the mentally ill. John McGrath, the detention services director for the sheriff's office, says future plans could involve a risk-based system to ensure public safety.
So even if a first-time offender may have a more serious crime, they may not need to be in jail based on their risk. It would put people in jail that need to be in jail and those that are less likely to reoffend or less likely to be a public safety issue back out on in the community.
If the county is selected for a second round of funding, it would get up to $2 million to actually implement some of the concepts put together in this initial planning phase. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.